This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Y'all think we're kicking into gear here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? No, we already did that yesterday, but we've got adventures still happening. We haven't made it back to the home studio, and I'm traveling with my good buddy Paul Barrichello. And we've been doing the Tampa Bay area just well, following the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists.
Yep.
Tampa Bay area much cleaner since they've been here. Unloaded a lot of great stuff. And, you know, over the weekend we had a great new friend, a guest, that I couldn't wait to have her on again.
Yes.
A doctor of veterinary medicine. And she has PascoVet.com, if I remember that
correctly, right?
PascoVet.com. We talked, and a lot of people are like, oh, we love her. We want to know more about pets and stuff. So Dr. Marlene Siegel is going to be with us tonight as well. And just, you know, before we bring her on, though, and you know, talk about her animal sanctuary and the fact that I was targeted for assassination by an avian friend.
Right.
We'll get to that in a moment.
That's right.
But we had some fun with the other day because we said we wanted to get one day at least out onto the beach.
Yes.
And we had a beautiful day on the white sand of Clearwater.
Amazing.
Which was great.
Yeah.
And it was very crowded, but we didn't mind. We just hung out in the water for a couple hours. It's the kind of water that people on the Pacific Ocean, West Coast side of America don't understand.
That's right.
Because they're used to like having to wear wetsuits even in the summer.
Yeah.
I know I'm exaggerating. You guys are tough. But it's like it's not right when you go into water that you could die of hypothermia in the middle of summer. That's not right.
That is
something wrong about that.
Well, when you have to shudder or take a very deep breath to handle the shock, it's not good. Here, you just walk in, and you really don't know the difference of the air temperature and the water temperature.
Right. I know some people are like, well, that's too warm. Well, all right, you know, all right, we deal with it, all right? It's the rough, tough stuff we have to do. Now, what else do we do? We went to a place called Nature's Food Patch.
Yes.
In Clearwater. And I don't know if y'all know about this. I told the story about nearly being kidnapped by the Scientologists because we got lost right behind their place. But this Nature's Food Patch is great. It's been around for a long time. So much organic food.
Oh, it was great.
You could get. And a nice staff everywhere we went in there.
Yes.
So
we
ate well again. And like I said, we look at these places and go, you know, we could hang out here a little
while. That's right.
We'd be all right.
Well, it was actually set up well. They had a very nice training and education room.
Mm-hmm.
They had a beautiful bar area, olive bar, and a regular food bar, and some wonderful chocolate filled croissants, and some great food that's healthy for you.
Yes.
Anyways, and they had a nice little sitting area where you could eat next door. So it was really, really a nice place. And you forgot to tell them about the dolphins.
Oh, and the ocean. That's right.
Yeah.
They were trailing one of the boats. And they were diving, jumping up and, like, doing a show.
Yeah.
They were having a ball. They were surfing.
Yeah. The wake of the boat was so much that the dolphins were jumping and then jumping into the wake of the boats. It was awesome.
It was quite a sight to behold. Now, having brought in the dolphins into the mix, now we've got to bring Dr. Siegel into the mix. And I want to thank you for hosting us with this broadcast and your animal sanctuary and your lovable garden. I mean, we've eaten delicious food from your backyard.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
You guys got to go outside and actually pick your spinach.
That's right.
Yep,
pick
did.
Your rosemary and pick some tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yep. And the kids had a ball doing it. I think my son mashed up some rosemary and olive oil and stuff, right?
Yeah, that was the basting for the chicken.
Yeah. And, wow, what an incredible meal we had.
Oh, yeah. And squash soup from her garden.
Right.
We had butternut squash soup, one of my favorite soups.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing.
And all organic and clean. And I'm just going to say, put it out to the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. If you want to be on the show and be on the show again, feed me.
Right.
Feed us. That's it. You're
I mean, we are guys. Right.
Right. So through our belly, we're back, right? so we got to tell. Well, I want to tell a dolphin story. And I think I told you this afternoon while we were in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like something I never forget. Right. There's also all kinds of controversies about animals in captivity, this whole SeaWorld thing, dolphins that are in these places. I had the great fortune of going years ago down to the South Island of New Zealand. And there's an ocean marine sanctuary there that is like almost all the habitable zones of the ocean in one area. It's a place called Kaikoura. And we went out on a small boat looking for dolphins. Because they had these big tours where you go out a little further and you see these dusky dolphins, these cute little 2-3 foot. They're small and they're different. Mm-hmm. Not the bottlenose like we know, Atlantic bottlenose kind of thing. And there was rumor of, not rumor, they actually knew it, but there was this solo bottlenose. Wasn't with a pod, or what do you call it when they're traveling in groups? They call
it a pod,
right? Yeah. So this one was on his own, and it was like a 12-foot, I mean, huge bottlenose dolphin. And it knew the locals, the fishermen knew it, it would hang out, it was very friendly. So we went out to say, hey, maybe we can find that one, right? That would be cool. And we were going out, and then we were about turning back in, it had been so long, and he showed up. And so we donned the wetsuit because there the water was really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Went out with one other person, and we swam with this dolphin in the wild. It was the dolphin's choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, and we have this on old VHS tapes because the back when and I think whoever was taking it got seasick, right? Because you can't, it was like crazy. But I'm right, and I'm thinking this is a dream. I'm looking face to face, like nose to nose, like I'm with Marlene right now, looking eye to eye with this dolphin. At one point, we just stopped and looked at each other. It felt like an eternity, but 10, 15, 20, I don't know. We're just looking at each other. And then continue to play and swim around each other in the wild.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, was that anomaly? Do they do that? That happened?
Oh, they're very intelligent. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, one of our good friends...
There's a picture of Alyssa.
Beautiful.
With a dolphin.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Nice. And here, of course, in this area is that dolphin tail that was a movie about.
Yes.
The dolphin that lost the tail.
We drove by that.
We drove right by
there. Recorded it.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. It was like the movie scene. We were actually shot there.
And actually, I met the guy.
Right.
Who made the prosthetic.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I spoke at an event at a OMP, what's called an orthotic and prosthetic convention, not far from here.
Yeah.
And met the guy, Jackson. Yeah.
Right?
They played the movie and the guy was there. It was
so
cool. We saw the prosthetic. It was awesome.
So the dolphin didn't eat me, even though it was huge. It could have. It was very big. And it was very friendly and it was playing. It was enjoying the interaction. Again, it was out in the wild. So now I've got to ask Dr. Siegel, why is it that your parrot tried to eat me?
Chester did not want to go back in his cage.
Well, I was innocently,
he was taking you with him.
I'm standing there.
I'm going back in there. You're coming with
me. Well, at least my finger. I'm in the kitchen, and the kids are playing, and the parrot's walking on the floor hunting something, and the kids were going.
Like your foot?
Yeah, but they didn't know what they knew. It was, and suddenly it just bit my toe. I was like, what is that? And you said, pick him up, put him back in the cage. I'm like, okay. So I, do that. I've picked up a bird before, no problem. So
sure.
And you say, put him in backwards. So I put him in backwards. Once he realized he was in the cage, he was not happy.
No.
And he tore, we're talking some bite force into my finger.
Absolutely.
And then bit my, and he drew blood on my pinky. Look at that. I had a parrot assassin to come after me.
You'll never forget this day.
Never, ever. And I didn't even get any arnica afterwards.
I did make you Bach flowers, though.
Oh, okay.
I made you eat a little remedy that has
lavender
essential oil.
All right.
It has olives
in
the Bach flower, and it has white chestnut.
Oh, you'll
so
be
you guys
fine.
Have worked really hard, and I figured that way you can sleep really well tonight.
Oh, that would be nice. So it was definitely not a dead parrot. It was a very much alive parrot trying to make me a dead human.
That you parrot has had ninja training.
Totally. This parrot can take you out. Look, and it's not huge, But it definitely had some bite for us. So anyway, so that's a normal behavior too. They don't like to go back in the cage. I didn't do anything wrong.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. He just did not want to go where you were putting him.
No parrots were
he
harmed.
He was like, dude, I'm out of here.
In the making of this show, but one human was harmed in the making of this
that's
show.
Right. That's
so,
right.
But
well,
yeah,
I don't know if there's an organization for that, Robert.
There's no organization?
If humans are harmed in movie making, nobody cares.
Nobody cares? Oh, right.
It's on the animals.
But on the radio show.
And we didn't even have a Band-Aid for you. I'm so sorry.
No, not even a Band-Aid. I know. I'm bleeding all over dinner.
In the house of the veterinarian, there's no Band-Aids.
Right? What is up with that?
You know, it's just the way she rolls.
It's
you know
absolutely incredible. So anyway,
but Alyssa could stitch you up.
Oh, her daughter. That's right.
She does like
stitching. Yeah, she's pretty impressive with that. Mm-hmm. And she actually wrote a book about dolphins. The kids' book, is it?
She did. It's a wonderful children's story. She wrote it when she was 10 years old. We were homeschooling.
Yeah.
And I co-authored with her. It's called Demi and the Dolphins.
Demi, D-E-M-I. And the Dolphins.
And the Dolphins, A Lesson in Ecology.
Okay.
You can get it at Barnes & Noble's. You can get it at Amazon.
That's so cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's a fantastic story.
You got to show that to my daughter. She would love that. I want to honor
her. We get her an autographed copy.
Oh, my gosh. Would that be awesome?
Yeah.
That would be so cool. So I don't even, you know, all the things we talked about when we had you on while we were at IAC because you came by and visited, a lot of it was food related. You talked some great stuff about food. Do you have a book or do you recommend books that people can follow up? I know we've got your website, pascovet.com.
She's writing a book.
I'm writing
sure
a book of stories about how animals influence people and what the messages those animals bring.
Yeah.
And they're actual stories of cases that we've really experienced. And
I can't wait to read those.
Some of those messages could be, change my food.
Right. Or, I'm not going in the cage, and if you try to put me, I will bite you. And I was writhing in pain. And that's why we mentioned my friends Linda and Alan Anderson, who wrote Angel Animals, Angel Dogs, Angel Cats, Angel Horses. I mean, just uplifting, heartwarming, make you cry stories of beauty where these animals are messengers of God. They're like angels.
They really are.
Just so amazing. So you've experienced that.
Time and time again, almost every day.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most remarkable experiences when you realize that you're either channeling or you're delivering information that these animals have brought forth. And if you're paying attention and you can actually pick up that message and you get it right, it's life-changing. Mm-hmm. I have so many people that have had miraculous life-changing experiences all through their pet bringing them into the office and then something unfolds for them.
Amazing.
We don't have enough time, but...
Yeah, we got to take a break.
I know.
And clearly, I'm not the parrot whisperer. We've learned. So I'll have to find a different animal I can work out with.
Well, the cat didn't bite you yet.
No, that's true. I'm more of a cat whisperer. I will agree with that. That's good. But and now you also warned me about the cat, not so much the parrot. Sabotaged me. But
she told me. She was like, watch this.
It was like that was the price of dinner, I guess. But I loved what you made. It was so wonderful. And your daughter did great with Alyssa. So anyway, folks, it's another animal-focused show today, which is fun. We love our animal friends. And even occasionally when they take something out on me, it's okay. Still, the love is there. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Animal Medicine Monday here, and we'll have Dr. Batar up later with Advanced Medicine. Dr. Marlene Siegel is with us, and PascoVet.com. You can link it up in the show notes, RobertScottBell.com. And so we were a little silly in the first segment, but it was fun. But there's always stuff to learn, right? And as a homeopath, I can address veterinary issues. I mean, I don't claim to be a vet, but if, you know, there are basic things you could say, this is what's up. I know remedies that will work. Doesn't matter if you're a human or an animal. In fact, animals, humans, sometimes you don't know the difference, right? Mm-hmm. So what can we learn today? What is the message that people need to hear, you know, among many, of course?
I was attending a class this weekend on Bachflower remedies, and it was geared towards people. But we talked about animals in the class, and several people raised their hands and asked about issues regarding their animals. And they were asking about remedies in particular. Well, what was really striking to me was that these people were all still feeding processed foods to their animals. Mm. Now, they themselves are more natural-based. They know to eat organic. They know to eat more raw food. They know to take enzymes. They really know the whole process about leaky gut. Mm-hmm. Yet they had not applied that to their animals. So they're feeding their animals processed foods, and these animals are having symptoms like itching or GI distress, or one lady said she had a dog that was a real picky eater. Well, where in the wild do you see a lion walking by food and saying, not now, I'll get it later. Right. I'm not hungry now.
You know, pasta.
Yeah. Biologically speaking,
right.
these animals are designed to stuff themselves when meat is available because they don't know when they're going to get it next.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So anytime that people tell me that their animal's a picky eater, I don't care if it's a dog or cat, that is not normal.
Right.
And I don't care how many Bach flowers you throw at that animal, it's not fixing the underlying problem till you fix the digestive tract.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, I think we really have to drill into people that the diets that are available in the markets are not sustainable diets, and they are the underlying cause for 99% of the diseases that we see in animals.
Yeah.
So when that gut gets inflamed and you get, whether you call it dysbiosis or you get any form of GI distress and you get that leaky gut, that inflammation that is coming into the body is going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It may settle in the back with arthritis. It may settle in the hips with arthritis. It may settle as skin infections, irritable bowel, vomiting intermittently. I have a lot of people that they don't realize that periodically their dog has a grumbly tummy and then they quit eating.
Right.
And then by the time they realize it's a problem, they're back to eating again. Well, that's actually one of the very first signs that we see of gastric reflux.
Wow. These animals getting the same diseases that the humans are having.
Yeah.
And their generations typically are shorter, so we're probably seeing an accelerated decline. The generation we've seen over our generation spans much longer time, and I see it concentrated more.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, the average lifespan of a dog or cat really should be into the late to mid-20s.
Wow.
And the average animal is living to be 8 years old, 12 years old, and if they do get to 15 to 18, they are so decrepit and they're so
right.
debilitated that there really isn't a lot of quality of life. And look at our own selves. You know, we're supposed to live to 120 average.
Yeah.
And the life expectancy in people in the United States is 78.6.
Well, we talk vaccines, antibiotics, prednisone. I mean, these are the primary three things veterinary medicine is. Is that
absolutely just like in people?
Yeah, and you know, even more so. And with the food being as corrupt or more corrupted than much of what the people are eating,
it's a $1 trillion industry.
Wow!
And it is not designed to feed our pets healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So on our last segment, we talked about cats and how important they, as an obligate carnivore, they are.
Right, right.
But the one thing I didn't have time to mention was the water consumption. Cats came from the desert.
Right.
And they would get 70% of their water from their diet.
Mm-hmm.
So when they killed the little rabbit or the little mouse or whatever it was they were eating, we being made up of 70% water, that's where they got most of their water from. They do not have a high instinct drive to drink.
To drink, no. I've had cats my whole life, and you know, once in a while they'll go for a drink, but it's not like we see a dog come up to the bowl and it's like, whoosh,
exactly,
trying to bring that in.
So yeah, when you take and you give them a dehydrated kibble,
mm-hmm,
that is now devoid of any moisture, and that's all that you're relying on to get their moisture in is their thirst drive to make them drink, that's not happening.
They might
that's
be chronically dehydrated.
Chronically dehydrated.
Yeah.
And you know what the number one killer of cats is?
Kidney failure. Yeah, that
yeah,
explains it with the kibble. Not only the lack of quality or poor quality of kibble, like I've mentioned brand names before, the main veterinary things, but that explains a lot to me, you know, as far as the way it goes. Listen, we got to take another break here. We've got special veterinary information coming your way. Thanks to PascoVet.com. Those of you in the Tampa Bay area, you've got a wonderful resource. And we'll talk some more about these basic things, but they're not basic because none of us have been taught this. And even as you know, the veterinary community, just like the allopathic medical community for humans, often not taught this kind of information. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, as they are each and every day here, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. robertscottbell.com. We have links out, of course, to Pasco Vet, as well as robertswater.com. You'll find out more about what Paul Bertero does with Echo Water, molecular hydrogen, free ebook download, and you can get a special offer, a special deal for listening to this show from Paul if you want to get plugged in and get some Echo Water in your home. By the way, we feed our pets the Echo Water. I think that it, you know, we talk about the quality of water, the purity of water. Also, we've talked, Paul, over the years about ability to, I would say, assimilate the water, but even the pH. The good thing about a higher pH is that it seems to pass the stomach and go into the intestines much easier, much quicker.
Yeah, the pyloric valve mm-hmm. is somewhat pH sensitive, and we'll dump it into the duodenum.
Yeah. So anyway, this is very cool, and we're talking with Marlene. Dr.
I mean, that's
Spiegel.
How I met. That's how I met Dr.
That's
Spiegel.
How you guys connected.
That's how we did. Is yeah, Julie Phillips, who's in this area, who's one of our amazing sales agents, mm-hmm. introduced us because she wanted to. Dr. Spiegel wanted to use the water in her hospital, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible! A
yeah.
holistic vet.
Right.
I mean, this is what I'm talking about. You know, because
yeah.
we have animals and we love them, and we've learned even since meeting her. And I think, as we've been talking about, everyone should learn how to better care for their pet, because I think they're mostly all abused. Probably 90% of the animals that are domesticated are probably not fed the right food. They probably have all kinds of things that the owners probably don't even know.
Well, that's the whole point, is that we only know what we know, and we don't know what we don't know, and...
Mm-hmm.
We have been brainwashed in our society to believe that our food comes out of a box.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not a hard follow to get our dog food out of a box or our cat food out of a box.
Right.
And we didn't really stop to think logically, is that really what they ate in the wild?
Right.
So as we go back to feeding ourselves, and we had dinner tonight, and
yeah.
3/4 of our dinner came out of my backyard.
It was right. a beautiful thing.
It was.
And that's what we're trying to do at our home, and I'm encouraging everybody, you know, that our medicine is in our yard. And it shouldn't be filled with glyphosate and Roundup, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
It. If you got a dandelion in there, juice it or put it on your salad. Don't spray it. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. When we get done with our show, we're going to go downstairs and have some nettle hibiscus tea with some mint in it. And,
sweet.
You know, so any inflammation that you have in your body is going to go away. No more allergies.
Awesome.
It's amazing. And so we apply those same principles mm-hmm. to our animals. And if you logically think about it, anybody who's old enough to remember Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Okay, they didn't go out to the grocery store and the lion didn't knock on the door and say, please feed me out
right.
of your box.
Yeah.
They ate an animal, and they ate it in the state that they killed it in.
Right.
And
right.
they ate the guts, and they got good, rich probiotics. So now I'm not advocating for people to go out and shoot the rabbits in their yard or shoot the deer
right.
that walks behind the house.
Yeah.
But there are commercially prepared diets, or if they are in the spirit to want to make their own food, there are books out there. Dr. Karen Becker has a fabulous book that teaches how to do raw foods. Mm. The worst food ever that you could feed your pet is an unbalanced raw diet. So I'm not telling people to go to Publix or wherever your grocery store is,
right.
buy a piece of chicken, throw it on the ground.
But that's why you're encouraging the education to learn.
Absolutely.
Right?
You need to learn what actually makes a balanced raw diet mm-hmm. and how do you prepare that. And if you can't get good quality clean meat, mm-hmm. then it might be better to get a product that has been through high pressure pasteurization. It's a 40-degree water bath.
Okay.
And that way you don't have the E. coli, the listeria, and the salmonella. But that we could do a whole show on
yeah.
just how to make food. The main
mm-hmm.
thing is, if they want more information, they can go to my website. We have a lot of articles, a lot of blogs, a lot of videos.
PascoVet.com. But what about your Facebook page as well?
And we have a Facebook page. You can actually get the Facebook page through my website
okay.
and just click on the Facebook link. We have LinkedIn. We have Twitter.
Excellent.
And I post tremendous amount of free content.
Beautiful. You know, I started getting tipped off to this. You know, after, it was many years ago now, where one of my cats died, just like you said, of kidney failure. That's why I knew the answer to the question. I didn't know exactly all the nuances as to why. I figured because the kibble and the things that were being sold by the vet to us was toxic, because I realized there's not organic food happening, right, in there. But you've added now to the equation with cats the issue of hydration, the water coming from the food or not.
Let's talk about the toxicity.
Yeah.
So if you had a cup of water that had a toxin in it,
mm-hmm.
and you take that exact same amount of toxin and you put it into a swimming pool, which one is going to be more deleterious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the more concentrated it is, the worse it is for you. So
sure.
you take the kitty, who is now not having enough water, he's very dehydrated, and those toxins come into his body, they can't be diluted out. He doesn't have enough water coming
right.
in.
Right.
So that the effects of those toxins are going to be multifold worse.
Yeah. Oh, it's just brutal. And I've seen cats, you know, heard many, and I've witnessed it again long ago. Don't want to see that happen again. So I was tipped off to a lot of this from a friend of mine, Dr. Lisa Newman. She has Asmira Holistic Animal Care out of Tucson, Arizona. I don't know if you ever heard of them. great, great group, two gals that have been working diligently to try and get information like this out there. And so it's not that there aren't folks out there, but it, you know, the fact that you haven't heard of them means that we have got to network better among the people that are trying to do good work for the pets out there and the animals. Well, which is why I'm thrilled that we're connected and doing this show.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It just listening to this, we could create a wonderful, wonderful site that could educate.
Yeah,
because and I think people, I've always, and this is funny, I've always joked saying that people treat their animals better than children.
Oh, absolutely.
Spend more
and
on
I think
them.
If we teach absolutely. Them and educate them more, they'll do more.
We have more people who are willing to make those life changes for the pet. Because we see a ton of cancer right now. We're seeing 4 to 10 cancer cases a week.
Wow.
And we, in order for the pet to get healthier, we have to do several things. We have to stop the toxicity from coming in. Mm-hmm. Well, where does it come in? It comes in from the diet. It comes in from what they're drinking. It comes in from what they're absorbing on their skin, mm-hmm. what they're laying on. So,
one of the vaccines.
That's not even the biggie.
Yeah.
It's really, it's getting down to what are you cleaning your house with?
Sure.
Because your pet is in that house all the time.
Yeah,
they're laying on the floors that they're absorbing the toxins. Right. They don't have clothes on. They're laying on your sheets. And so if you're washing clothes that are washed with xenoestrogens, well, guess who's absorbing that through their
skin?
Exactly. So in the process of getting these people to be educated about how to care for their sick animal, they end up having all these lifestyle changes that they do for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a lot to go on here, and I'm just excited, as I said, to get this information out. You have written a lot. You have blogs, I guess, and Facebook posts. And you mentioned off the air that you had a post that maybe it wasn't yours, because if you come out and start naming names of bad products, you can get in trouble as a vet, I guess, if you're licensed. So I know you got to be careful about that. But if other people write the article, you can say, hey, check this out, right?
Absolutely.
So
yes.
How do we find out, like, the 10 worst foods?
Well, we just happened to have posted a link last night on our Facebook page that had the 10 worst foods. And what I loved about the article, it was a good resource also, but they actually told you what was in that food that was toxic. And that way you're not just taking somebody's word for it. You can actually look at the ingredient list and they explain to you what that is. There's diets out there that actually have propylene glycol in them. It's antifreeze.
Yeah.
And it's actually in the diet.
Right. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm sure the metals are pretty high, too.
Oh, there's the chemicals, the pesticides, just the whole GMO thing.
Yeah.
You know, anything that has corn or soy in it is absolutely going to be GMO, including the animal that went into that bag, if that's what they were eating.
Exactly.
So they're still getting all of that GMO, which is now setting up a pesticide factory in the animal's gut. Mm-hmm. And we wonder why they have leaky gut problems.
Right. Paul, you've been to the animal hospital that Dr. Siegel set up?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, there's an infrared sauna. There's a Magnosphere, which is a beautiful machine about magnetic resonance and different things. Of course, she has an Echo Water machine. Full X-ray, high-end X-ray. Is it ultra?
Digital?
All digital, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, full on. She's got a triage. She's got IV areas. It's amazing.
Digital ultrasound. So we do what I call it's integrated medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I integrate the Eastern and the Western world. And that's a great thing because there are wonderful things on the Western side that are really critical. It's fabulous when I can take digital x-rays and I can send them digitally to a referral specialist and get an answer back in a couple of hours, and the ultrasound. And so we have good answers. We get good diagnostics. We know what our problems are.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can target what do we need to do. And the principles come down very simple. Stop the pollution. Make sure all the nutrients are there for the body to do its job in a form that it can use it. Clean it.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a whole thing on just detoxification.
Right.
And then step number four is what is left, whether that's chiropractic work or using the Magnosphere, whatever else we need to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell a little case that we had tonight. We had a dog that came in that had been attacked by a hog. We had a lot of dogs that get...
Whoa, a wild hog?
A wild hog.
Right.
But the dog was hunting the wild hog. Okay so
cool.
Fair battle, okay?
Right.
Only this time the hog got away and the dog was damaged. So she had that tore up her back really bad. She had some deep gashes and it was all infected and swollen and really nasty. So we used a laser to treat the wound and bring down the swelling, the pain, and the inflammation. And the owner is going home with the hypochlorous acid, which is a byproduct of the Echo water when we when we make water. So we specifically made the acid water, which is four times stronger than Clorox without any bad, no deleterious side effects. And so the owner is going to be rinsing this humongous, ugly wound for the next 3 days as we get the swelling down, as the inflammation goes down, and then we'll do a primary closure at the end of the week.
Wow, that's fantastic. Again, these are options that I wish all vets knew about. You know?
Now, she's on antibiotics, of course, and she's also on some pain medication. But in addition to that, we use the laser, which certainly lessens the amount of work that we have to do on the allopathic side.
Right.
And she trotted out of there feeling pretty good.
Cool. Well, my goal would be get you using even more silver, as we talked about, and I lectured on that all the time. How do we reduce our reliance? It's not like you or anybody wants to use more antibiotics. We'd love to see reduction in use, but the question is, do we have something reliable, right?
Absolutely.
In crisis, and that's the thing, is we're learning again to how do we integrate that, just like the hypochlorous acid, which is awesome, and that comes out of the acid side of the water stream from the Echo unit. So you have that, so many medicinal values within that too, which is really cool. So you know, dealing with these hogs, gators. Have you ever had to treat a gator?
I have.
Have you?
I did.
And what happened to an alligator? They seem to be like indestructible in some ways.
No, he'd eaten one of those bait things that have all the hooks and the barbs.
Right.
And he swallowed it. So I was at college when we did this, and we actually had to anesthetize him and go into the stomach and remove the barbs.
Wow.
Well, it was a great story because he started waking up. It's very hard to monitor anesthesia.
Oh, yeah.
There's no blink reflex.
Right.
And the pulse is really quiet. It's hard to hear. So they had given him this drug to immobilize him.
And you had to go through his mouth. The jaws
he was intubated, which means that there was a big
pipe going down
into his trachea.
Ooh, stand by. We got to take a break. This is an alligator story now, folks.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go anywhere. We're going to hear how this one turns out. She's still here. I'm sort of here. Part of me's in the parrot, but that's another story. We'll come back and wrap up this hour, and we do some advanced medicine with Dr. Bittar.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Wow, this is Wild Kingdom tonight on the show. By the way, the guy that was a vet on that show, you probably know, Dr. Wallach. Yeah, and I've had him on, and he's done a lot of good work with nutrition over the years because
of what
he learned from the animal kingdom.
I take some of his products.
Yeah, so anyway, we were on the alligator story. I'm hanging on by, you know, the edge of my seat here, going, oh my gosh, you're working on this alligator, trying to remove a bunch of hooks and things, and he's starting to wake up.
Yeah, so we anesthetized him with an injectable in his cage, and then they pick him up, and they put him on one of those metal trolley carts to take him into surgery, and they used a big piece of 2x4 with a hole cut out in the center.
Okay.
So he had a bite block in his mouth to keep his mouth open, and then he had the endotracheal tube that was going into his trachea, and he was on gas. But they couldn't tell how deep he was. So here we are. We've traveled out of the cage area, and we're going down the hallway. And all of a sudden, you can hear the splintering of wood.
Oh,
and it took a couple of, like, not a lot of seconds, but it took a couple of seconds to realize it was his jaw closing, and he was splintering the wood. And I watched the resident at the time, Dr. Hurd, jump on the back of this alligator on this cart. And he was riding the alligator, holding it onto the cart. And you know how alligators, they swish their body back and forth, so his head's going one direction, his tail's going the other. And we're watching Dr. Hurd ride him like a bull.
Oh, my gosh.
So they got him into the surgery room. Of course, they're cranking the gas down.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got him into the surgery room. And the surgeon kept asking, is he alive? And And the anesthesiologist goes, I don't know. We'll know when we get done. But meanwhile, we're going to keep him down low enough
yeah.
that he's not going to wake up. So they got it out, and he woke up, and he was fine.
Wow.
They released him.
Incredible.
That would be something.
Yeah.
How many foot long was that one?
Oh, he had to be at least 9 feet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he was huge. You're hearing the splintering.
Yeah.
Because don't they have the strongest bite force of any animal?
It's going down, absolutely.
Yeah.
Going down.
It's
yeah.
crazy per square inch they've got. Yeah, pit bull and...
But we've been hearing, obviously, a lot about attacks in Florida recently. And, you know, over the years I've been in Florida, it's rare, right? But suddenly it seems to be on the upswing.
News media. There's really more jet ski accidents than there are alligator bites and... Everybody's out skiing on every lake. There's
every lake in Florida. And I've seen it. People are swimming and jet skiing and stuff and water skiing. And you don't hear of them getting attacked. It's just walking along the shore with something that seems to be small enough that's their prey size. They'll come out, particularly, I think, more in mating season, right?
When people feed them.
Oh, that's true,
They get used to coming up because people throw them marshmallows and things like that, which is not always the case, but that's certainly not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just looked it up.
What did you see?
2,125 pounds per square inch.
A bite force?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not as much as a crocodile, which is 3,760 pounds per square inch.
Right. Well, it's in the family.
Who's counting?
pretty darn. Yeah, at that point, who's counting? Yeah. And it's so wild that you can hold it closed with literally no force. They can't open.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But the closing, wow. Yes, get out of the way. I think the parrot was shortly closely behind.
That was one that...
I'm really glad you didn't fling him off your hand, though.
No,
he was worth a lot of money.
All the restraint I had to go, I'm not going to kill this parrot. I will sacrifice myself if I have to. This parrot, at least the finger, because this parrot, yes.
That's
the
Robert. Give.
Yeah, I try to be the healer, even as they're attacking me. But, you know, I normally don't try to carry...
He's a vampire parrot. Very rare.
Poor Chester,
he's labeled.
I don't like that. Well, and I was speaking of that, and again, we're almost out of time, but, you know, I'm more of a cat whisperer. I've grown up with cats. Horses intimidate me, you know? I can get on a horse, and I don't feel like... they always tell me, you have to be in charge. And I'm like, this is a huge animal. It's not like I'm afraid of it, but I don't want to be in charge. I mean...
I just think you need to have some love. I think they respond to love.
I don't know.
I kind of took that as he's going to go ride one of our horses tomorrow.
Right, I think so.
Do you hear that as a challenge?
Oh, my God.
With
you around, I'd feel better about it, because I've never had somebody that understood my... lack of understanding, something that is a disconnect with me, and because I love horses, I'll pet horses, I mean, but to get on it, I just can't find it, right? So anyway, that could be a cool story we could share on the air one day soon.
I'll have to take some pictures.
Okay, so
RSB,
what
on
a great
a horse.
Time. Do you want to hang out and say hi to Dr. Bitar next hour?
I would love
bit?
That.
Okay, we'll see if we can reach him. Advanced Medicine coming up. What a great hour again with Dr. Marlene Siegel, and of course PascoVet.com. Paul Barrichero, go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook and update, get the water that we're all drinking here, and we'll be back after this. But in the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.